Something for the weekend on Saturday. How are you? It is Trina Mara, and I'm delighted to have Elva Trill on the line, who is starring in Jurassic World Dominion, which I saw last week. It's just over a week ago when I went to the premiere of it. Elva, I had no idea when I was watching you that you were Irish.
Oh, yeah.
So tell me about your character in the movie.
Okay, so I play Charlotte Lockwood, and she grew up with all of the fabulous scientists around the Jurassic Park itself. And she essentially, when they leave InGen, they leave because there's a big storm coming. And it's written that she gets pregnant. And it's an interesting story because through that she figures out that she has a degenerative disease. And she uses the science that they're using at Jurassic Park to cure the baby that she's carrying in case it has the same degenerative disease.
Yeah, yeah. I know you're being very careful there about what you say, aren't you? Because
very,
you don't.
Very.
It's such a hard one to not give away. So you can't, because
totally.
It's quite far into the movie when you realise, I see what's going on now. Yeah, isn't it? So it's a tricky one
exactly.
for you to explain.
That's been the hardest part of this process, actually,
yeah.
is picking the words correctly.
Yeah. Tell me what it's about without telling us what it's about, basically, is that's what I'm asking you to do. So how did you get to do that? Like, this is massive, isn't it? To be part of the Jurassic Park franchise, like these movies, it's probably one of the biggest movies that anyone could be a part of. We're talking kind of along the lines of the Mission Impossibles, like.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, I grew up watching the movies. So to be face to face with those people that were in these incredible movies that I saw in the cinemas as a child and as a teenager it was just absolutely crazy. It was wonderful too, because getting to meet them and knowing, like, Jeff Goldblum, for example, is exactly the way you would imagine him. Like,
is he? Yeah.
So charismatic, so kind, so lovely. They all were. So that was the cherry on top, really.
Because I think everybody was dying to see, you know, what Laura Dern would look like now, because she obviously comes back into it, and Sam Neill and everything, all the characters that we remember from the original, never mind even the last one, but the original movie. Were you even born when the first one was out?
I was just about.
Oh my gosh.
Just about.
That's crazy, isn't it?
But they look the same. There's something going on in Hollywood. They look exactly the same. I mean, Jeff, Laura and Sam look incredibly similar that they did in 1993.
If our world's gonna survive, what matters is what we do now.
I could use your expertise.
You coming or what?
A baby raptor?
I made a promise we would bring her home.
You made a promise? To a dinosaur.
Yeah. Why?
Chris Pratt, did you get to meet him at all?
We got to hang at the screening. Not so much, because it was so crazy. And I wasn't actually on set with the actors, would you believe?
Yeah.
So the part was very isolated. And even though the studio that we shot in Pinewood is so massive, a lot of the COVID restrictions made it almost like paired back to what you'd see if you were shooting a very small budget short movie here in Ireland. It was just the people that were absolutely necessary there on set. So that was one side of it. But on the other side, I got to quarantine with them in a beautiful place right beside Pinewood Studios. And it was just incredible to see, because there were green zones. You see, Pinewood Studio was a green zone, and so was the place that we were quarantining. And so we weren't allowed to venture outside of those two places. But within those places, everybody who was quarantining could interact, and I got a chance to meet them there.
I don't think I've ever met Chris Pratt, have I? I might have. Sometimes, I've actually interviewed so many people now at this point, sometimes I almost forget.
But they are just people. I mean, I thought that I'd be so giddy and so just overwhelmed when we went to the screening in Los Angeles. It was at the Chinese Theater. And I just thought, oh God, how am I going to get through this? Like, I'm just going to be on high dough. And you're not, because they're all just sweating because it was so hot and wearing suits and dresses. And everyone was just themselves, and it just washes over you. So you're like that, I'm sure, after meeting so many of them.
That's it, yeah. But you had to take on this English accent for this now. How did you master that?
It's not so difficult. I know that some accents are quite difficult. I mean, I've tried to do the South African accent, and I don't know how anybody masters that. But the English accent, it must be from watching so much TV as a kid. Mm. And mimicking it. And also, I think it's true when they say that if you've got a sort of a musical ear, you can pick it up. I do love to listen to music, and I like to sing. So maybe that's in there. But the English accent's not so tough.
It's when the Americans start doing the Irish accent, that's when there's a problem, really, isn't there?
I know.
It's desperate.
We're a tough accent to conquer, for sure. I think it's because it's neutral in parts and quite monotone. Yeah. And I think they have a very sing-songy type of way of talking, don't they? Maybe the Cork accent would be easier for them to conquer than, let's say,
the Dublin.
Well,
you need to make it your mission, actually, Elvin. Now that you're in Hollywood, you need to make it your mission to teach them how to actually do an Irish accent. Kate Hudson, actually, is the only actress I've ever heard. Have you ever heard her? She was in About Adam with Stuart Townsend. And of course, it must be from hanging around with him because he's Irish, you know. And her her Irish accent is not bad at all, given what we've seen in the likes of Far and Away and all those.
Oh, I know, he gets the worst rap, doesn't he? But he's doing okay.
I'm really excited to see him. Oh, it's fantastic. And to have like these huge movies out at the same time as well, like it's just brilliant. Real nostalgic as well to have all these movies out. So how did you start then in acting? I always hear about the, you know, how tough it is for people, and, you know, like the Joey and Friends scenarios, going for auditions and being broke all the time.
Oh, it's pretty similar, let me tell you. The Estelle and Joey relationship. I have that relationship with my female agent in London. Her name is Lou Colson, and it's very similar. It's a lot of rejection. It's something that you want to need it in your life. It has to be something, I think, that you just, because throughout, you know, my 20s, I had friends who were buying cars, buying houses, going on really expensive trips because they were working full time. And I used to have anxiety attacks thinking, how am I going to get out of this trip now? This is the third one I've turned down. They're not going to be my friend if I don't try and go on one of these with them. Yeah. I just never had any money. Yeah. So it's tough. And then the rejection side of it is equally as taxing. But then if it's something that you see little progress, little steps, and that fulfills you in some way, you're onto a winner, because it's those little steps that take you to the bigger ones, I guess. So
I
don't, I'm still climbing the ladder, let me tell you.
But I don't want to ask your business, and I hope this doesn't come across as rude, because I don't mean this in any way. But when you got this big movie, are you talking you know, a decent paycheck when you're onto the likes of Jurassic World?
Well, it's funny, if you booked a commercial, you could walk away, depending on who it was, you could walk away with a phenomenal paycheck, and you'd only have a tiny couple of seconds on the TV in between shows, right? And then you have these massive productions, and just depending on your role, I mean, definitely a lot of the actors in it walked away with an almighty paycheck. I'm not one of them.
Oh, no!
No, but it's worth its weight in gold, you know. It was the experience of it and what it's leading to now. I mean, obviously, it was still nice, but no, it wouldn't have been anything on par with the likes of Chris.
I mean, come on now. He wouldn't get out of bed now for less than £1 million, probably, in the morning.
Oh, much more, I think.
Oh, and I can only imagine what the original stars were getting paid for that. But the budgets are huge as well, aren't they, when you think about Hollywood, you know?
I know. But look, isn't it great that they're back? Like, just the nostalgia of it all. So it's the Jurassic Park and the Jurassic World crew are banding together to save the world, essentially.
Yeah.
Like, what's not to love?
Well, this will well and truly put you on the map, because really the story of what's going on in Jurassic World Dominion is all centred around your character.
Yeah, which makes it all the funnier, I think, that when I got the part, I didn't have a clue who I was or what I was doing, because there was an NDA signed. And it was only when I got the offer that they told my agent that it was part of Universal Productions, and then that it was Jurassic World Dominion. So it was actually Jeff Goldblum, when I met him when we were quarantining. He said, oh, you've got a really important part. And I said, well, Jeff, could you let me know what it is?
So you hadn't a clue what it was that you were doing?
Not when I got there. I mean, I was given just a really brief outline of it. And it was through sitting down with the director and basically, I don't know where I got the cheek, but he mentioned to me that, you know, we might actually add a few lines for you tomorrow, because we're going to, you know, need the freedom to cut between you talking and then a different scene that's happening in the foreground. Yeah. And I said, well, do you want me to write it? Because I said, you know, I'll have an easier time learning the lines if I write it. And he said, sure, if you want to give it a bash. So I wrote a little monologue, I think only two lines that made it in the movie in the end. But I think he was impressed enough to say, look, we were going to use technology to kind of amalgamate your face with Isabella Thurman's, to kind of have like a hybrid of the two of you. But when I got to set the next day, he said, no, you've earned it now. You've earned this. You've written your own part, practically. He said, there'll be no technology used to change your face, no prosthetics, no wig. You are Charlotte Lockwood.
That's the Sligo in you now. Get your hands dirty now. You're probably there. Sure, I'll make all the tea for everyone. I'll make a few sandwiches while we're here on set. Will I?
Oh, I would have cleaned the toilets. I would have.
A few hang sandwiches.
Yeah. Ah, Mrs. Doyle.
Oh, that's it.
Blue had a baby. That's impossible.
Hey, girl.
You look just like your mother.
And isn't it gas? So it must have been funny for you to see like what a miniature version of you could potentially look like. Kind of scary.
Kind of. You know, people have said it to me since. I was never cast with my face and mind. It was going to be technologically changed. Yeah. So the weirdest part of it is that people keep telling me, he actually bear quite a resemblance. Isn't that crazy? I could have been anything. Yeah.
She's great, the girl. I don't know her name. What's the name of the girl who plays the daughter?
Isabella.